Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
You have a long list of things to deal with. Check dry eye symptoms off with Refresh Reliva PF Extra Lubricant Eye Drops, offering an advanced formula to soothe and hydrate your dry eyes. Refresh Reliva PF Extra includes moisture-locking technology that prevents further irritation and gives you lasting relief. You deserve relief from your dry eye symptoms, and your eyes deserve extra. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Hi, Brooke.
Hi, Connor.
Oh, I'm so excited to see you.
It's good to see you.
It's unbelievable to see you as well. Like I was saying earlier,
it's good to see you.
First of all, it's good to see. Let's take that word for word. It's so good to see. I think about every day what life would be like if I couldn't see. But then to add the extra piece of the equation, you. Oh,
I completely am aligned with that, especially with my contacts in. Like you are in HD crystal clear 2020. What a privilege it is to not only see clearly, but see you clearly for what feels like the first time.
See you clearly, capital C, across the board.
Speaking of see clearly, I got prescription sunglasses so that I could see clearly in the sun, which seemed like a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Now, when you are wearing your contacts and you look through a prescription, it is blurry. Did you know that?
Because it like cancels each other out?
It's like my old vision. Because it's like perfect vision looking through. It's like what you would see if you put on my glasses.
Dare I say it cancels each other out? No.
Dare you say it? Why would they fail to mention me that?
I don't know why they failed to mention you that. Specifically that, because that seems like a big thing.
But
I don't
know
why. Like, not to like play DA here, but why were you putting on your glasses if you have your contacts in? Oh, your sunglasses.
Sunglasses.
Oh, Lord. Well,
maybe that was probably like incredibly not only stupid, but dumb on my part.
Don't be so hard on yourself. But no one would know that unless they took elementary school and remembered it.
Warby Parker took me for a fucking ride. Connor, let's just leave it at that.
We can leave it right there.
Let's just leave it at that.
Warby. I was going to suggest to you maybe transition lenses for contacts, but
I just need to get non-prescription sunglasses, which is now clear to me.
Good song.
But I already spent $250 on the prescription sunglasses, would have been like $100 if I didn't get talked into the blue light and the anti-fatigue.
Oh, I've done that. And they had to ship to you. Yeah.
Yeah. The anti-fatigue piece really put me over the edge.
I mean,
honestly, if someone tells me this will help you with your fatigue, this will be anti-fatiguing, I'm going to say, okay, give it to me.
I'm no better than you.
But that, again, took me for a freaking ride. So.
Did you think you were going to see like 40-40 when you put in the
I thought maybe I'd just be less tired.
Oh.
But it turns out only my eyes will be less tired, and I'm not even sure that that's the case. So.
Well, we're here, and that's what matters. Welcome you guys all back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. Welcome you guys all back. I'm just going to touch on some things very quickly.
Touch on them.
First of all, I'm feeling healthy for the first time in 3 weeks. It has been such an unbelievable ride, you guys. I think the peak of my illness, which I'll go into in a second, was last Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to see that public speculation is alive and well on the internet. I kind of relapsed on Reddit when someone said, did anyone notice Connor was inebriated on the podcast?
Oh, you're back in the trenches.
No, it was not inebriated. Thank you guys so much for That you guys are all very creative storytellers, and I love that. And that is your right as American Redditors. That is your right. And I love
sure
it.
It didn't help that I asked you if you were blackout.
No, but the thing is, I have never shied away from saying I am hungover.
That is true.
I am drunk.
That is true.
In fact, I've leaned into it. Some of people's favorite episodes are me clinching the bucket for an hour and a half.
That's true.
With glasses on, almost yakking. But no, that was not the case last week.
You were feeling
last
sickly.
Week, I had moved all of my stuff out over the weekend. By the way, on the show that Maggie was on, remember I was like, I'm on Sudafed and Mucinex. It has been 3 full weeks of me being sick. And it's incredible because, well, first of all, I'll just wrap that part up. I was on like heavy meds last week because no one knew what illness I had on an empty stomach after flying here on the red eye. So I was out of it. So everyone was correct in that. And I was trying to like smile and push through. And I think I was overcompensating a bit. And
oh, honey, it's okay.
But
we all have off weeks. And I'm sure it's definitely challenging to see those off weeks analyzed on the internet.
Pushed out and through, having press send. Having press send. I will say like one thing about us two. In 3 years, we have skipped two episodes ever. And I think most people would probably take a break if with all of the things that we have going on right now. Not us. So I thank everyone for the patience. We are working on a more permanent solution for the Zoom viewers.
I think you'll like it almost.
I think so
too. Everyone will like it.
If anyone can see on camera right now, I did get a colorful mic that lights up as I speak. So the audio should be much better this week. I did figure out how to turn off the center stage, zoom in, zoom out.
Yes.
On my Zoom. But thank you for the patience. We're working on a solution and it will be, you have to start from under the bar to raise it. Cause you have to lift it up.
Maybe like your state of mind last week was for the best. Cause it's like, we could only rise through
you
the ashes
only rise.
From there.
Yeah, like my like headspace after like seeing two comments, which like I'm just assuming like the 100% of the comments that I saw were like, we have to kill Connor, and like we need to band together, find him, and like pull his limbs off his body like Genghis Khan style. And I was like, I'm with you. Like I will meet you guys out in the public square and. We can do like a stoning. You guys can stone me. I want to circle back to my illness, my mysterious illness.
Okay.
So I go to the doctor in LA. That's when I got the meds for my illness that they said I wasn't sick. I said, Doc, I wouldn't be here. Like, I don't want to come here. I don't have fun at the doctor's office. I don't want to be here. I promise you I don't feel good.
What were your symptoms?
Like everything. And it freaked me out because, so then I get to New York and the weather's freezing cold and I'm like, oh, I'm depressed. Like, I must just be depressed. Can't stop sleeping. 12 hours a day.
This is so you when you moved to LA the first time.
Look, and oh my gosh.
And slept through the apocalypse the with your mono.
So then I go, no, Brooke, that's exactly. I was like, oh my gosh, wait. No, like, I forgot. I'm sick. My throat hurts. I'm grumpy. I'm tired. I had a long day every single day. And so I go back to the doctor's office because, and this is gross. Sorry. I just want to like explain to everybody. I had like, the like white stuff at the back of my
throat.
Like my tonsils were swollen and I had that crap. And so I go in and she's like, oh yeah, you have pneumonia.
No.
Yeah. And I was like, really? She's like, well, have you had mono? And I was like, yeah. She's like, when? I was like, 5-6 years ago. And she's like, oh, it could be mono. And I was like, my God. Like, cause that would make sense because it's been 3 weeks. And then she gave me antibiotics finally. And like day one of antibiotics, I was like, oh my gosh, it was whatever. These antibiotics are for. So now I'm like back. I'm so thankful to be back. I'm not sleeping.
Oh, I'm thankful for that and for antibiotics.
One thing it's.
You know what you need to start doing though?
What?
Like when you feel sick, just like take it easy if pause.
Yeah.
Like it's okay to like spend the day in bed when you're sick.
I did that like all last week.
Okay, good.
It's weird, and I am removing from my life, biting my nails, because I've been touching so much stuff here, and I'm too scared to get sick again.
Do you mind if I pick the skin off my lips right now?
No, put your fingers in your mouth and, like, count your blessings.
My chelitis is, like, out of control.
I want to put my whole fist in my mouth right now, because I miss it.
Okay.
And my year ago today's, because my year ago today was me walking Max going to get a coffee on the canals, and the sun is shining, and there's going to be a blizzard here
Wait, what do
tomorrow.
you miss? Putting your fist in your mouth?
Putting my fingers and all my fingers in
Oh,
my mouth.
okay.
Yeah. But then also Snapchat year
Wait,
ago today, I've done.
why aren't you just doing it then?
Because I touched, like I get on the subway and I touch the bar, the handle.
Oh,
I'm kind of done
okay.
with that.
Sorry, I wasn't following. I assumed you would just do it regardless.
No, I'm like too aware of. Like, I'm gonna be a guy that has hand sanitizer in his pocket
I
now.
think I would even draw the line at Subway. Subway to fist
Yeah,
and mouth pipeline.
I totally agree. There's a drop of sweat running down in between my tits right now. Like, it looks crazy, but I'm not gonna take off my sweater. But I want you to know that I'm ignoring it. But it is running ever so slowly down the middle of my Grand Tetons.
I liked you referring to your breasts as tits just then.
Yeah, like that's what they are.
I generally don't like that word. Like, it's not something that I would say, but I liked you saying it just then in that context.
Yeah.
Are dry eye symptoms frequently interrupting your day? Keep dry eyes off your schedule with Refresh Reliva PF Extra Lubricant Eye Drops, offering an advanced formula to soothe and hydrate your eyes. With innovative hydrocell technology to lock in moisture and prevent further irritation, Refresh Reliva PF Extra gives you lasting relief. Equipped with a soft squeeze multi-dose bottle featuring a double lockout system that keeps drops sterile, so you can feel confident using it. Refresh has been delivering relief from dry eye symptoms for 35 years. It's a track record of success that has earned the trust of physicians and patients alike. You deserve relief from your dry eye symptoms, and your eyes deserve extra. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers, FSA and HSA eligible.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Oh my gosh, guess who was getting coffee this morning next to me?
You want to do 20 questions or you want to just tell
Yeah,
me? Are they an actor? Are they a girl?
No.
Are they a boy?
Yeah.
Are they young?
No.
Are they like over 50?
Yeah.
Are they a comedian?
Yeah.
Were they on SNL?
Yeah.
Will Ferrell?
No.
Adjacent to Will Ferrell? Is it Adam Sandler?
Yeah. Well done. Wow.
Whoa,
I think that was
whoa,
like eight
whoa, whoa.
questions. Yeah, I was like sitting in this coffee shop and I was with Hunter and this guy walks in, didn't even look at him.
Mike, your mic went out.
Wait.
Oh my gosh. Wait, can you hear me? Wait, oh my gosh. Okay. Okay, wait. I've been
And he saved the day.
Can you just save the day? Okay, so there's a mute button on the mic that I've been touching you with
You've
my
been
nose.
flirting with it. You've been flirting with the mute button.
I've been tapping tip tapping on it with the tip of my
You've been
nose.
Eskimo kissing the mute button.
And it's not a button. You don't put it doesn't click when you push it. It like is like touch screen, but it doesn't look touch screen. And so it like
Yeah, I understand.
And I just so faintly, Kenny, saw like a little microphone with a line through it on the front of it. Wow. Like, that's the power of community.
That'll do it.
That's the power of community and everyone like having a semi grasp on IT. Like, maybe you muted it. Okay, maybe I did with my nose. Okay, we're back. But, okay, Adam Sandler, yeah, he was like, he walked in, like, perfect thing, like, most perfect thing I've ever heard a man say. You guys still sell coffee here?
That is
Good
hysterical.
job, Adam. Yes. Yeah, they do. And then he got a little coffee and he just went on his way. That's
I
one
wonder if
person I
he
saw.
feels pressured to always like walk in a place and deliver a line like that.
Like, uh-oh, here comes. Oh, boy.
Like, yes, here I am.
You still work here? Obviously, like, I want to put like a little notch in my Boy Scout belt or whatever they put on their satchel, their sash, whatever. a patch, right?
A badge?
A badge. Like, he totally
A badge on your sash, Shay?
A badge on my sash.
Yeah. Can you hear my stomach?
No.
Okay.
Like, the same way that you guys can't hear the jackhammer absolutely going ape shit, like, 10 feet from my left ear. No, can't hear your stomach. But, like, fully, I know Adam Sandler's nice. I didn't ask for a picture. I said, you know what? Seeing Adam Sandler and hearing him riff is enough. And it was for me. I feel fulfilled.
I would imagine that's enough.
My heart and cup are overflowing. And it felt good. Additionally, I was at a bar on Saturday night, kind of like 8 p.m. It's raining. I'm standing in the back, and then I notice everybody's staring at me, and I'm like, okay, you guys, like, I'm just like
just
you.
Just a person.
I'm just like you guys, okay? Like,
podcasters are people too.
Come on, you guys. Come on, treat me like a person. And I'm like, y'all still sell beer here? No. And I'm like, okay, this is like getting out of hand. And then Jake, buddy, kicks me from under the table and goes, Jace Momoa is like sitting like inches from your back. Cause there was like two stools behind me that like we didn't even bother sitting in because it's not even a table. It's like two stools. Jason Momoa, you know, he's so tiny and slim. He slipped right in and threw me and passed me and was just right behind me for the evening. He was like genuinely like breathtaking. I don't know how else to say it. Like the biggest man I've ever seen in my life. I genuinely think he could eat a smart car. Like if he had
how
a whole day.
How tall is he? Or is it more just like also like just like the bulk?
It's the bulk. I mean, and if he wasn't Jason Momoa, I would actually be like, wow, that guy has a beer belly. But I know it wasn't a beer belly. I know it was like one
like
solid
a rock
piece of concrete. But it was just like kind of breathtaking.
He's only 6'4".
Oh, the way he carries himself is very much 6'5".
Uh-huh. Really?
Yeah. And he's about 6'4" wide, too.
Damn.
Yeah. He's got arms genuinely like the size of my chest piece.
I'd like to see him one day.
When he checked out?
In a way, I already have.
When he checked out, Apple Pay, tapped his phone. I was like, Jason Momoa uses Apple Pay? Wow. They are just like us.
They are just like us.
I can't stop tapping. I'm like an Apple Pay freak.
No, I am too. I love Apple Pay. I love convenience. It's always been one of my favorite things.
Brooke, you and me both, and speak of the devil.
But
not,
you would not,
not
do something that you would not hire someone to do something that you could do yourself.
That I can do myself, except I have to admit something to you. I did go puff ice this weekend.
I've always been the biggest proponent of go puffing ice.
Well, I could go, like here, I can genuinely walk outside. But there was like a group at a house and I didn't know where we were. And I was like, can I just like call an ice? They're like, 100% you can call an ice. And I feel like a piece of S doing that. But I was kind of the glue between the two groups. And I was like, I feel like me being middleman here is more important. Like me maintaining a middle table persona here, a middler persona between these two groups.
Like you couldn't leave.
And choreographing and being the liaison between these two groups of young men and women, it was more valuable for me, actually less selfish of me in the grand scheme of things to go puff ice. And I'm kind of supporting gig workers in the same vein.
Gay workers?
This person may have been gay.
But what did you say?
I said ally.
No, you're supporting what workers?
Gig. G-I-G. Gig.
What is that?
Why just are like you gig?
People who have gigs?
Gig working, the gig working economy is
like
people
Uber.
That.
Okay, I understand. Uber I've never heard that term.
Gig workers. Now it sounds like a slur.
Completely slurred up.
Completely like.
Yeah.
Like don't shame gig working.
Yeah.
Gig
working. Ooh, it's heavy on the ears.
The hard G is kind of not sitting
it's
right
not,
with me anymore.
It's not resonating with my eardrums.
I'm trying to think of what happened in between last week and this week. I officially have my apartment. I think I said that, but I signed my lease on Saturday morning, like signed, sealed, delivered.
Thank heavens.
And then obviously, I went and got coffee with Veronica yesterday. Veronica is cool.
Yeah. Love her.
And he was like, hey, like, random question, but like, why didn't you wait 3 months till you're done with tour to sign a lease on an apartment?
I mean, yeah, it is a great question, and it's an honest one.
And it's truthful.
Sometimes I think that you, this is all love, like from a sister to a brother.
No
think
worries,
of like the hardest way to do something and then do it that way.
And I think that all must come from somewhere.
It's got to. You're like, how could I make this the most difficult for myself where I have to jump through like as many hoops as humanly possible and then some? I'll take that. Check.
I'll take that route.
I'll
then
take
also,
that and the check.
Yeah, it's like, okay, let me move out by myself and then I move it to a storage unit. You know, all my stuff's in a storage unit. Who's going to get it from the storage unit?
I don't know.
Who is going to get it? If anyone says a word about me wearing the same thing every day for the next 3 months,
you know they're about to start.
I'm not
going to
do anything about it, but just know that I have hate in my heart for you.
They're about to start.
I'm going to be, I've been living out of a suitcase since I got here. I'll continue to live out of a suitcase.
I need an entire new wardrobe.
My sweaty tits will just be ruining every tee and knitted vest I own.
Yeah. Damn. Sorry about your sweaty tits.
No, it's okay. It's just like an unbelievable situation I'm going through over here right now. And I've never sweat this much like in this crevice before.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, welcome to being a woman.
Are you sweating in between your...
Always.
Your units?
Always.
Constantly?
I'm always doing in between unit sweat.
I am...
Boob sweat. Like,
genuinely. Oh, I thought boob sweat was like under the boob.
It could be anywhere. It honestly depends on the shape of your boobs.
I don't really have a shape of my boobs. They're just part of my chest, which is why I'm so curious about the placement of the sweat. It's running right in between my...
I feel like smaller chested women like you and I, it might rip it down the middle more so.
Well, maybe I need to build out my chest a little bit more so that I can disperse more evenly my beads of sweat, because right now... It feels like there's a water fountain coming, and it's just
take your wool sweater off.
I'm gonna look really washed out because I've never been more pale in my life, and I think I'd rather have this cream sweater on, kind of giving me a little bit of a glow.
Yeah, I need to use my tanning drops.
That post pneumonia glow that everyone talks about.
Yeah.
Are dry eye symptoms frequently interrupting your day? Keep dry eyes off your schedule with Refresh Reliva PF Extra Lubricant Eye Drops, offering an advanced formula to soothe and hydrate your eyes. With innovative hydrocell technology to lock in moisture and prevent further irritation, Refresh Reliva PF Extra gives you lasting relief. Equipped with a soft squeeze multi-dose bottle featuring a double lockout system that keeps drops sterile, so you can feel confident using it. Refresh has been delivering relief from dry eye symptoms for 35 years. It's a track record of success that has earned the trust of physicians and patients alike. You deserve relief from your dry eye symptoms, and your eyes deserve extra. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
I had to say something.
Well, hit me. Yeah.
I definitely had to say something.
Okay.
And that's where I'll start. Oh, I actually, like, in between all of the mean comments from last week, people were so supportive. And I had thought that I was going to get pushed back for being so upset about my tooth, because, like, in the grand scheme of things, not a huge deal. People were so supportive of my tooth and made me feel so much better. Truly, I had gone from like the trenches of despair, and now I feel like so validated, because people were really validating that it is challenging to have a really large space in your teeth. And a lot of people had suggested that I just start eating with my Invisalign in, which I really appreciated, because I was already doing that and felt gross. So I really appreciated you guys also validating that. I mean, thank you so much. There are so many people that have experienced this very thing, which sometimes that's all you need to hear. It's just like, I've been through this too.
Yeah.
And you will come out the other side. So oh, yeah. I want to thank you all so much for seeing me in that regard. Already feeling so much better. I have my orthodontist appointment right after this to kind of get those official aligners to begin closing that space and start that process. So I'm really excited about that. And just, I wanted to thank everyone for that. You made me feel so much better.
That's really sweet.
Yeah. I was feeling great.
And honest and truthful.
And then, so that was one good thing that happened last week. And then something remarkable happened as well.
Okay.
I went to Laguna Beach
over
the weekend because I had never really been. I think I went once with you, but like we didn't like walk around or anything.
Right.
I think we were just in the space. But we were walking around and there was this like secondhand store that we walked into. And in the front, it was like an art supply store. In the front, there was this like basket of Beanie Babies. And one caught my eye. I mean, I have tears in my eyes just thinking about this. Freckles. Connor. Freckles was a Beanie Baby that I had had before Hodgepodge. And I had lost him. And complete devastation. Hodgepodge, who you guys know, I have a tattoo of Hodgepodge. He's, you know, he's my son. Freckles was my firstborn. And I lost him. And Hodgepodge has been the most incredible, I don't want to say replacement, because he's not a replacement. He's so much more than that. Incredible support system after the loss of Freckles. Freckles was sitting in that basket in that secondhand store. Probably not the Freckles that I had lost, but a Freckles nonetheless.
You don't know that.
Maybe it could have been my very Freckles.
Mm-hmm.
But I have thought about Freckles so much over the years, and it just never felt right to like go on eBay and get a Freckles. You know, that didn't feel meaningful in any way. It's just like Freckles is gone and you have to accept that. But seeing Freckles in this space, I mean, hysterics seeing him. It was like reuniting with like someone I haven't seen in truly 25 years.
Someone you used to pick apples with in Papa's Orchard.
And to think he was only five USD, I would have paid unlimited.
Hey, there are cathedrals everywhere with the, for those with the eyes to see.
So like Freckles God, came God. Home with me, which is exciting. And to see him and Hodgepodge next to each other. It's like it meant the world as a mother.
It's really sweet.
How many stuffed animals do you think is too many to have in my bed right now? Not including you for the my you know who scorful my Scandinavian bear because he's more of a pillow. So he doesn't.
That's
count.
More of a pillow piece. I don't know, six.
Okay.
What are you Thank working you with? Like 27 or 8?
I would say six.
Six.
I would say I'm about to hit the threshold.
I know. We should be careful because we don't need another case of me wearing wired headphones and being accused of appropriating autistic culture by having 50 stuffed. Like, that was a stuffed animal conversation.
I have no. That's not something that I fear.
Okay. I saw something.
Because that
online.
Is something that you can just say that is so ridiculous that I'm going to just walk past that and never look back.
That was like genuinely one of the funniest comments I've ever seen.
You
on,
can just
on
laugh that. At something like that, I think.
A lot of times I'm like, oh, crap, am I? That one I was like, what? But I saw that conversation around the Squishmallows. Someone saying that they couldn't, there's a shortage now because.
Okay, well, I'm not doing Squishmallows.
I'm just talking out of my ass. There's such an amazing amount of noises happening that I'm going
to
ignore them.
You have to ignore them.
Yeah, I'm going to ignore them.
You have to. I can tell you if you were sitting here, my stomach would be just as distracting.
That's awesome that together, where like your contacts and your prescription sunglasses, it cancels out.
Yeah.
As long as we're locked in together.
Nice callback.
You're coming here next week, right?
I'm coming there next week for literally, well, here's, y'all know I don't like traveling like in the slightest. Friday, I leave for Indiana. To go to the frats.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm doing Kappa this weekend for mom's weekend.
You're rushing? You're dirty rushing?
I am like full on dirty rushing. And Connor, it's -1 degree.
No.
I swear.
I mean, there's no way. Like all those parties are outside.
They
or
are outside.
Like,
and you have get to, this. Gabby says you can't wear your puffer. because there's not space.
I believe her.
I said, I don't give a shit if there's not space. I'm wearing my puffer.
I think your argument and Gabby's argument should be you guys are both like half of the size of a person.
I will freeze and break apart. Like an icicle. I'm wearing the puffer at Kappa.
Well,
POV, you're wearing a puffer at Kappa. That is me this weekend.
Get ready with me to wear a puffer.
Get ready, GRWM, to wear a puffer at Kappa. Like, I know. Outside.
Who's going with you?
Fahrenheit.
Is it what?
Fahrenheit.
Who's going with you?
Channing, who has actually decided not to do a signature pair of wedges for Kappa due to the open-toed nature of them.
Maybe she get a closed toe wedge.
It's too late. We're leaving.
You're leaving Friday.
Yeah. It's Wednesday. Yeah. It's I don't know. Day. I think the wedges, it's just it's a big process. I can't even all be right. And understand her creative genius behind that. Yes, doing mom's weekend.
Okay. I'm gonna text Channing separately and ask her to please vlog because
she is vlogging. She is vlogging.
Okay. Good.
I am worried. I'm just like, yeah. It's just interesting to me that people they're all like 20, you know?
I mean, as someone,
it feels obviously you drink at college underage. Yeah. That's just a fact of life. It feels wrong for me to be enabling it. It feels like I'm enabling it if I'm at the frats. I will say my dad had no problem at Father's weekend.
Yeah.
But I feel a little guilty. Is that weird?
Yeah, it's weird.
Okay. I'll brush past it.
Yeah, you should just go and, like, you didn't have that college experience at all. So
no,
like, just,
I didn't.
Like, go and, like, hang dong.
I
well,
didn't
don't
go
do
to
that,
one
sorry.
Hang
I meant, like,
dong.
Hang. I meant, like, rock out with your cock out. But, like, hang dong was, like, a little bit too.
A little bit too. It was a little me. Bit too. It was
well,
a
I was gonna say
too.
I was gonna say hang sweaty tits, but I was like, no, I shouldn't say that. Like, I should say hang dong.
Hang
but
dong
I was like,
is better.
Don't drop your clit, you know.
Okay.
At Kappa. Okay.
I'm like gonna, so I'm scared. Gonna, I'm gonna leave my clit at Kappa.
No, Brooke, you really need to keep track of your clit while you're at Kappa and make
Channing,
sure.
Channing, I know Channing's gonna lose hers. It. Honestly, I'm worried about that.
No, you need to. Like, she's gonna say, "Nobody move. I just dropped my clit."
I'm sure she will.
And you're gonna.
And
between
these,
your
like, imagine Channing said she's going to do, Gabby has some, I hope she doesn't mind me sharing. And if she does, I feel horrible, Gabby. Not, I wouldn't say exes, but exes for the sake of it, that we will be, that they're at the frat, that we will be doing, I don't understand how it works at all, but I think it's like a her sorority and this frat. And that's
it's
our,
like a mixer.
Of sorts. And that is the community that we'll be a part of. And Channing's already talking about doing like one-on-ones with those who have scorned Gabby.
Cool.
Like, I don't think that'll necessarily help Gabby.
No. No.
But I'm excited to see it happen nonetheless.
I'm jealous from a distance.
From a distance.
Yeah.
Alexa's like, also coming too, which is great. Alexa is like such just like the person you want on site in moments of chaos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, mom vibes.
Yeah. And obviously my mom has, did I tell you my mom moved to Indiana?
Nope.
Why? Because why not?
Still, like, my favorite comment ever is going to be like, I love when Brooke low-key shades her mom. Like, that's going to be like, that's going to go down in my favorite comment.
I feel bad. I feel bad. Anyway. Yeah, but my mom has actually moved to Indiana temporarily. I'm not sure what her end goal is, but she is 15 minutes away from the university. And
IU.
Yeah, that's what it's called. And will not be attending mom's weekend. It's not her scene. So, which does make sense.
Yeah, that would definitely leave her feeling uncentered, I fear.
I fear it would knock her chakra right off.
It would knock
right
her off chakra.
Its back.
Oh, her chakra.
Yeah. So it's just chakras. Easier for me to fly there.
Oh, are you Mama Bear this weekend?
That's what I'm saying. Gabby's doing three moms this weekend. None of which are her birth mom.
Okay. I really missed the connection. I really thought, oh, Brooke, it's going to be so much more fun going there for parents' weekend or mom's weekend because there's going to be like a lot of moms there and the moms are fun. They're like there to like hang dong.
I'm like worried about the moms hanging dong.
No.
I don't know who, like, I'm more scared of, the 20-year-olds or the moms.
The moms are going to be like, oh, like I shouldn't do the ice. I shouldn't take a shot, but okay, like for my daughter, they're fun. It's like, it's fun. Okay. You're going to have a blast.
I am. I do think, hey, at the very least, there will be some stories to share.
At the end of the day, that's all we can ask.
But yeah, I'm going to college this weekend. And then I come back on Sunday and then leave Wednesday for New York, which is my fastest turnaround ever for a trip.
Wait, and you're going to go
me anxiety.
Back to LA?
I am, because I like just like two nights with Jonathan, Sunday night, Monday, three nights with Jonathan is worth it to me.
Wow, that's incredible.
I like the leaving him is like, it's almost impossible to bear.
Wow.
Yeah, it's tough.
Are dry eye symptoms frequently interrupting your day? Keep dry eyes off your schedule with Refresh Reliva PF Extra Lubricant Eye Drops, offering an advanced formula to soothe and hydrate your eyes. With innovative hydrocell technology to lock in moisture and prevent further irritation, Refresh Reliva PF Extra gives you lasting relief. Equipped with a soft-squeeze multi-dose bottle featuring a double lockout system that keeps drops sterile so you can feel confident using it. Refresh has been delivering relief from dry eye symptoms for 35 years. It's a track record of success that has earned the trust of physicians and patients alike. You deserve relief from your dry eye symptoms, and your eyes deserve extra. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
But yeah, okay, then I'm coming to New York for an event just for 2 days.
I know.
But and tell everyone what we're doing.
We're going to go. So we're going to see Little Shop of Horrors. And what's funny is our friend Milo M, he's in it.
Well, I don't know Milo yet, but I'm excited. I'm excited to see him.
We're going to go see him on B-Way, well, off B-Way. And then I got tickets too late, so I'm about 17 seats down the row from Catherine and Brooke. So, but I'm cool doing
stuff
by myself.
He's going to be so good, I think.
One thing about me, I can do things by myself.
And Liz Gillies, too. Do you know who she is?
Yeah.
Like, I think they're going to be so good. I'm so excited. Connor, this is the perfect show for you. It's like Wicked and Little Shop are the shows that I would recommend to people who, like, are just dipping their toes into the Broadway space.
I'm ready to put my whole foot in this bitch.
I think you're going to end up, by the end of Little Shop, your leg will be in the space. Maybe both.
Whoa, up to my knee? Or what are we doing?
No, I was thinking like your thigh tattoo will be covered.
So my tit sweat has moved to my palms, and I kid you not, there's a drop of sweat. Like,
are you having a panic attack?
I don't know. Oh, but speaking of, sorry to switch off B-Way so fast.
No, that's okay. I'm just really excited for you to see I'm excited to see it.
I have a trial course with a therapist this week. Isn't that crazy?
Are you serious?
Yeah, get ready for the most annoying person you've ever met come like 2 weeks from now.
I am so happy for you. How
Thanks.
Did this come about?
I was actually with Hunter yesterday, and he was like, right now, pull out your phone and email that therapist. I want to watch you press send.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. And then I was like, I don't want to. And he's like, do it right now. Push send. Hunter's leaving right now the apartment.
Bye, Hunter. Love you.
And he said, love you.
Thank you.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. I pressed send, and then she got back today. I was like, oh, yeah, I actually have one available spot, like one more client that I can take on. So I'm going to do like 15 to 20 minute trial, see what I need, she said.
Uh-huh. That's great.
I've had a therapist be like, I can't do that.
That's fine. That's better they tell you that then. But I'm so happy.
Thanks. Well, the last one was like 60 something years old. So I was like, I don't think we'd be a good match anyway. And I don't want to fight you, you know, because
that's what, yeah, I don't know. You'll see. You'll see.
Speaking of fight, I want to tell you this.
Wait, when is your first, when is the call?
I didn't respond to her email for
respond right
yet.
Now. Open your phone. I want to watch you press send.
Oh, my notes are.
Show
notes
me how
are
you press send.
Okay. Okay. I'll do it right now. I'm going to respond. Okay.
Let's aim for this week.
If you see me your availability for this week and next, so we can find a time that
let's aim for
I feel like I shouldn't. I feel like I shouldn't do this one here because I got to look at my calendar and go back to the email.
All right, I'm going to text you then to make sure you do it.
Okay, I'll send you a screenshot.
Send me a screenshot.
But I'll tell you about this thing that happened this weekend.
Okay.
So also Saturday, after me and Mr. Momoa had parted ways, talk about tit sweat. Imagine his tit sweat if he's worked up. We go to a secondary location that was right near where I'm staying. And
a secondary location?
A second location. To get a drink.
What does that have to do with dairy?
Secondary location. Secondary.
Oh my God. Primary, oh my God. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, that was my enunciation.
But I'm usually an advocate for enunciating. That was my bad.
It's just like classic, like flick of the wrist.
That's a classic flick of the wrist situation.
I was going to say flick of the tongue. What am I thinking of?
But like flip of the tongue.
What is it?
Slip of the tongue?
Slip of the tongue. Not flip of the tongue. That's a weekend song. Yeah. Slip of the wrist. Yeah. Something like that. Okay. So we go to this bar and there's a downstairs restroom, which like Brett, it was so spot on with his video the other day. He said like, why are restrooms downstairs all of a sudden?
It's embarrassing. It's like a walk of shame of sorts.
Yeah, let me go drain my dragon down this in the basement. Yeah. You know, like, please just leave me upstairs. Like, I'm below sea level to go to the restroom. Mm-hmm. I'd rather go home. But so I go downstairs and I'm in the urinal space. And I hear these two guys at the sink and they're talking in Irish. And I was like, oh my gosh, are you guys Irish? And they're like, no, Scottish, like, or something. And I was like, oh, okay. And like, okay, my bad. Whatever. I was gonna be like, oh, it's just, and they're like, no, duh, we're Irish. Like, we're Irish. And I was like, oh, cool. I was just in Ireland for a while. I was like, not catching their sarcasm. I don't think Irish people are sarcastic. So it was just like very dry.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. Well, I was just there. Like, I was in this place. And they're like, oh, we're from Galway. And I was like, very cool. And then like it switched and it was like very aggressive towards me. And I was like, I caught it. And I was like, okay, like, I just need to get out of the downstairs bathroom. And an older gentleman comes in like a suit, and the one Irish dude start like puts his chest out to like fight.
They were ready. They were ready.
This old man, and I go, okay, easy, 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 easy. And the old man's like, he's not an old man. He's probably in his 50s. He was like, I'm just trying to pee, whatever. And I was like, no, you're good. Like, I don't know. So I go upstairs, and the Irish dude, after I was like, hey, don't touch this gentleman, was just staring at me as I left. And I was like, oh crap. I go upstairs and I tell the group that I was with, I was like, I swear, like, keep an eye behind me because there's a dude downstairs that's just like looking for a fight. And we're talking. And then all of a sudden, Aiden, who I don't know if you've met Aiden.
Mm-mm. I haven't met any of your New York community.
Okay. Well, you will next week. We'll grab supper.
Okay.
So we're.
No, I can't do supper. I'm missing a tooth.
Oh, we'll do.
We'll have to do drinks.
We will have to do
Invisalign on Hangout.
We'll do non-sexual tantalizing intercourse.
Tantric
intercourse.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll just stare at each other.
Sounds good. I would literally rather do tantric intercourse with someone than eat in front of them right now.
I would rather do tantric intercourse with someone than like go and do this first therapy session.
No.
But you're gonna. I can't do tantric intercourse with my therapist.
Are you gonna be honest with your therapist?
Yeah, I'm gonna be really shy, but I'll be honest.
Okay.
Anyways, all of a sudden Aiden pushes past me like quickly, and I'm like, what the hell? These two are scrapping. The guy came up and was gonna hit me in the back of the head from downstairs. And in two
he's
seconds.
He's gonna hit you in the back of the head?
Because he was like wound up, ready to sock me in my head.
Wait, and Aiden swooped in,
grabbed him. In 2 seconds, the bouncer has Aiden in a headlock. I grabbed the dude that was trying to hit me because now his new prime target is Aiden, who's in a headlock on the ground. And then the server's over there, and I had just helped the server find this like drunk girl's phone, and so like we were tight. And I'm like, we're gonna leave like that. And the bouncer comes out, and the manager comes out, and I was like, that dude, I swear to God, that was not Aiden. He was downstairs looking for a fight. He tried to fight an old man, and they go, we know him. Like, it is, we know it's not your fault. And I was like, what the hell? They were like, he's the owner of the bar. He fights everybody. He fights everybody at the bar.
Do you want to give us the name of the bar or not really?
No, I can't, because I really enjoy it, and I'm going to have to wear a disguise next time I go back, and it's very close to where I'm staying. But, oh my gosh, it was just like, wait, he didn't get kicked out. I was like, why is he still in there? Why are we, like...
Did you leave?
Yeah, I was like, we're going to leave anyways, but like, why don't you take care of him? Because he's going to fight some other bar patrons. And they were like, he owns the bar. Wow, wow.
Damn.
I was like, ooh, I hope no one saw the absolute bubble that was just formed on my right nostril. But
no, that's a good thing about Zoom.
Very cool. So that was something that I've never been in a bar fight. I've broken up bar fights, but I've never been. It was really exhilarating. Like,
wow.
By everybody on the way out with my coat being like, we're out of here. You know, like, you don't even want to be here. And like, everyone's looking like, whoa, they got in a bar fight. And like, obviously, like, I didn't throw one punch. I was about to get and probably knocked the fuck out. And my buff friend like had to step in and intercept this person. But I was like, whoa, that felt like really good. You know? Like,
wow, Connor, that is cool.
I never want it to happen again, because I don't think that the outcome would be the same at all. But it was cool, like, to have that experience.
I would like to be in a bar adjacent fight one day, one of these days.
I mean, it all just happens in the blink of an eye.
It all happens so fast. That's the thing. It all happens so fast.
I mean, it had to be in, like, it all had to happen in under like 10 seconds. I'm not kidding. Like,
yeah.
The first punch. Headlock, whatever.
Damn, Connor.
Anyways, that's like all the updates I have on my end.
Are dry eye symptoms frequently interrupting your day? Keep dry eyes off your schedule with Refresh Reliva PF Extra Lubricant Eye Drops, offering an advanced formula to soothe and hydrate your eyes. With innovative hydrocell technology to lock in moisture and prevent further irritation, Refresh Reliva PF Extra gives you lasting relief. Equipped with a soft-squeeze multi-dose bottle featuring a double lockout system that keeps drops sterile, so you can feel confident using it. Refresh has been delivering relief from dry eye symptoms for 35 years. It's a track record of success that has earned the trust of physicians and patients alike. You deserve relief from your dry eye symptoms, and your eyes deserve extra. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
I am excited to say that I've started wearing underwear again out of necessity, because you absolutely like have to wear underwear here.
Yeah.
And so my Skims have been getting like a lot of use out of them, and I heart Skims. Men's
I heart Skims
underwear.
Too. I'm wearing my Skims today too.
Oh my gosh. They're so awesome. And I'm wearing briefs, Skims briefs.
Now remind me, briefs are the length of boxers, but tight.
They're not super tight. Like, they're not compression shorts, which is what you wear to run.
But they're not loose boxers.
But they're not loose boxers.
They're the tighter, like, they're form-fitting.
Yeah. Like, the funny thing about boxers, they're so loose, but when you put on a pair of pants, they're a thong. They go in between your cheeks and up your ass. Because they pull up. But briefs will stay put.
Want to hear something horrible?
Yes.
Last time I was home in Florida, I forgot pajamas. So I was like, oh, like... Maybe this is actually weird to say, but I was like, oh, I'll just take a pair of Pop-Op's boxers. Is it weird to take a pair of your grandpa's boxers?
No.
Okay. So I was like, oh, I'll just take a pair of Pop-Op's boxers, put them on, briefs on my form.
That is, yeah, that's...
Briefs on my form.
That's encroaching. That's encroaching some territory that I don't think that...
No, they were boxers. On me, on my form, they were briefs.
They became briefs.
They transition lensed.
They were trans
from boxer on his body to brief on mine. Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Pop Pop is a skinny legend. So that's not.
It's
like,
just like wow. It was almost like wow.
It was almost
nice
like a wow.
And yay.
Yeah. Well.
Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That's encroaching on some territory that I don't think that you would want to have been close to body on body. Speak.
Well, it's not even that. It's just more of like the forms. But it's a statement about the two forms, two different forms.
Well, okay. What are you going to do?
Nothing. That's the thing, Connor.
Pop Up has a tight bod. Like, that's not, that has nothing to do with anybody. I need to get in. I think we've been yapping for a long time, and I have like some very timely things that I want to chat through with you.
Okay.
One, SNL 50.
Okay.
I know that we talked about it for a second. Like,
briefly
you didn't,
last night.
Briefly last night. There were several moments that I loved, not really any that had to do with any skits, is my thing.
I put it on like three separate times and I kept just like getting distracted because they were all skits that I've seen 1,000,000,000,000,000 times just reenacted. So I just like saw everything on Twitter.
Yeah, I think all the highlights are what's important. It was the coolest, like to me, that was like my award show. People that watch like award shows religiously and they're like, oh my gosh, Met Gala. That was my Met Gala.
Yeah.
Was SNL 50. Like it was the coolest thing I ever seeing like all of those specific people.
It
in
was
that
great
space.
To see every the gang back to all together.
This is really cool.
A fusion of gangs.
And there's like so many people that didn't get like Timothy Chalamet, I was shocked didn't go, but they had the like the BAFTA British awards, whatever. But like everyone else I was there, I was like, oh, well, this is very cool. Kind of.
I was really missing Bill. And I know
that was what
was.
That was what I was. What is the issue or what's the deal with Bill Hader not being there?
And no one knows. Like there's obviously, you know, what public speculation, you know how that happens.
I know one thing or no, maybe he
you
was
know
drunk.
One thing or two about public speculation.
Maybe he was inebriated.
Yeah, he could have been inebriated.
He was probably inebriated and that's why he couldn't make it.
But on the other hand, he could have been sick. He could have been tired. His refs just said he had a scheduling conflict, but I don't know. I was missing him. I miss him. I love him.
Like, I'm not going to argue if that's what his rep says, but like that would be incredible to have a scheduling conflict that conflicted with like your whole upbringing.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Someone came out and said like he doesn't have a good relationship with Lauren.
I've heard that.
But I don't know.
Other things I love. Julia Louis-Dreyfus needs to genuinely be president, not just in Veep. I think she's the funniest person on the planet. Mm-hmm. I think, did you see the skit with her and Tina Fey and Amy Poehler?
I don't think I did.
It wasn't really a skit. Basically, they were going through, this is like probably my favorite part of the whole thing was Tina Fey and Amy
Poehler.
I do need
to like fully watch it.
Someone else had said this, but it was like kind of a weird thing for me to like see this SNL 50 thing and be like, oh, wow, look at all these great people that have left the show. You know, like it was like a celebration of 50 years, but it was also like, oh, wow, look at the funniest parts of the show are like gone from the show. It's like, that's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, I miss when Tina Fey and Amy Poehler and Will Ferrell and all them were like doing the skits and Kristen Wiig. It's like, oh my gosh, that's what I used to watch.
I do wonder, like I look back at SNL in terms of like the cast and just like, wow, that era was the best. That era was the best. That era was the best. Like, I wonder if people will look back at like recent SNL ever and be like, loved that era. Do you know what I mean?
It's impossible
I'm
to say.
I am genuine. I like wonder.
Well, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and she had the funniest like interaction with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. They were like, and like Julia Louis-Dreyfus brought her service dog. That's our emotional support dog, whatever. And she's like, oh no, I'm here for him. He's blind.
What was she like, blind in?
Julia?
Yeah.
I don't know. A show? What do you mean?
Yeah,
a show.
She maybe was pretending to be blind in something.
Probably Seinfeld or.
Do you know what I'm talking about, Kenny?
I think Taylor knows.
Arrested Development. Do you remember? Did you watch that?
Yeah,
that was great.
That was.
Sorry.
Good. I have my stuff pulled up. One, Judd Apatow said if someone made The Hangover today, they would make $1 billion, and that's causing waves. Did you see that?
No.
Why
is that causing waves?
Did you guys see that? Anyone else in the studio? Did you guys see that Judd Apatow had said, like, if someone made The Hangover today, it would make $1 billion?
Yeah, I saw that statement.
Why is that?
What was the context of him saying that? Like, I think that Because everyone's saying, no, if someone made The Hangover today, it would just go straight to Prime Video. And that was like a dig. What was the
unfortunately,
context?
I do not know the context of it. I just saw the quote, but I can look it up for you.
I think he was saying like that the art of writing comedy like that has been lost. And if someone could like figure out a way to write that sort of
comedy.
Could
he not?
I mean, that's what I was saying. Also, he was posting a ton of photos of him like with all these people. Like, oh, when Kenan Thompson was on, I think that movie that about the fat camp. What was that? Like Kenan Thompson was legitimately 12 and Judd Apatow looks the same age and he does now.
Oh.
And like Kenan Thompson is like 40s.
He might even be 50s now.
Kenan?
Maybe not. I don't know.
That would make Judd Apatow like 80.
Kenan was born in 1978. All right. Give me a little bit more than that. He's 46. And Judd is?
66?
57.
57?
So they're not even 10 years apart.
Well, Judd Apatow was alive during that time when people looked like in their 40s when they were like 21.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like George Costanza. George Costanza being like a stud on Seinfeld, like had all the girls like absolutely in line sopping wet for George Costanza. And that was how every show like that was. They were like, ooh, look at that guy that just walked in. And the guy is like someone who modern day women would like call HR on if he said hello to them.
I like fear that I would have been one of those girls for George. Almost even a little.
He does have a pull, but it's strictly personality-wise.
There is a pull.
Okay, so that Martin Short and Meryl Streep. That was Meryl Streep's first time on SNL ever. So I think that Martin Short and Meryl Streep are like really full on going.
Yeah.
Going so they, hard that
they're going
he got
so
her to
steady.
Be
steady.
Like that's the hardest launch I've ever seen. Like Meryl Streep and
there
her
needs
launch.
To be. And I think like there are more books coming out about it that I love, like more like 60 plus romances in pop culture.
What's that one with Diane Keaton? That movie.
Yes.
I would love more movies like that. That makes
something's
me feel
gotta so give.
Good. Something's gotta give.
Something has got to give.
Something's got to give in the rom-com industry. I'll step up to the damn plate if you guys need me. We need a renaissance.
And this is when I'll come back and say, everyone needs to go watch Grace and Frankie.
Grace and Frankie's good. I just watched Bridget Jones's Mad at Crazy About
oh,
the Boy.
Oh, how was that? I love Leo.
That made me really sad because Bridget or Renee Zellweger's. Okay, wait. Who's the dude that's in like One Day and he's in White Lotus
Leo,
last season?
Leo,
that's who you love. He's the
love interest.
He's the love interest.
Yes.
I'm just like. So confused. Does he know where he's a great actor, but like, I don't know. Like, how is he the love interest in every single show right now?
How could he not be? How could you be a casting agent and think of anyone else at a time like
this? I mean, it was not a natural fit for this movie. I didn't feel like.
Well, you know, they're based off of books.
No.
Yeah. You know, my book was pitched as Gen Z Bridget Jones.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. Well, I love Bridget Jones. I love that stuff.
It sounds like you do.
I do love it. I don't think that was like
favorite segment of her storyline.
No, it just didn't feel like a natural fit for some reason. Like, I don't know if it's because I've watched so many things with Leo in it and Renee Zellweger, like all I've watched really. She's like so Bridget Jones to me.
Uh-huh.
But the way they filmed it was really beautiful. And I feel like what's happening right now with like the way things are filmed, which I hate, is that they're so sharp. It looks like you're watching like Planet Earth when you're watching Anyone But You. They're so sharp and they're so kitschy. And like you almost want like a softer filming type, you know? Like
and
I
yet
almost
people
wanted to
came
be, like,
for Wicked when they went soft.
What do you mean?
They're like some of the like colors in Wicked were like muted a bit and people were like so outraged.
I want like a more grainy filmography when someone films a rom-com. Like I want it to be like the most high def I want it to be is like 50 First Dates film. Like the colors are really nice, almost like pastel-y, really soft.
It's just your TV maybe?
No, it's the way that they produce. Like it's almost like 3D printed.
Okay.
Did you watch White Lotus?
I watched White Lotus.
First of all, did you clock Lucius Malfoy. Lucius, sorry.
Connor, I have seen each Harry Potter 30 plus times. I didn't clock Lucius M for even 1 second. No ounce of me was like, that man looks familiar, until I got on Twitter the next day and was like, I literally couldn't clock Lucius without that hair. And I was like, what do you mean that wasn't Lush? I cannot believe that's Lush.
On my father's fat ass, could not pin that man. And then I got on IMDb like immediately. And obviously there's not, they don't have the cast up yet. So like I had to individually search characters and like look for the Deadline article that had them all in it. And I was like, no shit, Lucius. But he needs a wig. Like I literally couldn't have placed, they should have, I mean, I love what they did with the place. Like they nailed it. They really nailed it. I love the accents. It reminds me of like an SMU family so much, like a Texas, like loaded family that's just like on this trip, and they're all douchebags and they all want to fuck each other. That's like a perfect example.
I'm so excited to see where that family is going to go.
That is a perfect example of when I say like brothers and sisters are not supposed to be like, this is my best friend, like happy birthday to my best friend. And I'm like, no, you're not supposed to be that close. You're not supposed to have like, your mom's not supposed to be like jumping on you after your football game and taking a picture and being like so proud of my boy. Like,
I feel like they aren't like that though. Like, especially Patrick Schwarzenegger brother. No. Like, he doesn't know his siblings at all. He's getting to know them, which is concerning. The way that he's choosing to get to know them, which is concerning.
They are bonding.
They
in
are
a way
getting that, acquainted.
I like kind of was thrown off a little bit when the sister was like, no, you can stay with me.
No, I know.
What?
I don't think Mike White is going to go. Well, I didn't think Mike White was going to go there. And then at the end, I said, maybe he just might.
Maybe he just might. Maybe we're doing incest. Like, I really.
Well, we dipped our toe into the incest space last season with Leo's character and his uncle. Remember? He was fucking his uncle, but it wasn't his uncle.
Oh, my gosh.
But we didn't necessarily know that.
Oh, boy, did I forget about the incest in the last season.
Yeah, so maybe that was just, like, the warm-up.
It's crazy how quickly incest will just, like, leave your brain when a new incest moment happens. I forgot about Leah's incest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was one thing, and then the big thing that everybody clocked, well, I think one person clocked and everyone else claimed to clock, was them on the boat. Patrick Schwarzenegger with his glasses on, the daughter with her headphones on, and the son, the youngest brother, drinking a bottle of Pepsi Cola.
Yeah.
And it was like, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. And then there's monkeys everywhere. And like, I just want to be like, we get it. We see the monkeys. Cause they like keep being like, there's monkeys outside. And it's like, we saw the monkeys like right in the first scene. Mm-hmm. I saw that there are monkeys. I have a theory.
Tell me.
And we can all call our shots. I think a monkey's gonna get a gun.
I was just about to say, do you think the monkey pulled the trigger?
I think a monkey pulled the trigger, and I think it's like a Planet of the Apes situation.
I don't know if I'm there with you. I do obviously like something is gonna happen with the monkeys.
I think the monkeys are gonna find a Glock.
I don't think they're gonna find a Glock, but something will happen with the monkeys.
I think we're gonna see a monkey with an AK-47 strapped to its hip and just plowing them down. Now, I have another question, okay, really quickly about the beginning scene, okay, with the young man doing the meditation.
Okay.
When he's in the water, what do you think he saw that made him like try to get out?
A body.
Oh, damn. I thought it was like a creature. I thought it was like an alligator or like a snake.
No, the whole thing about White Lotus is that you see a body at the beginning and then you work your way back to figure out who it is.
Damn. I thought it was a gator.
No, it was not. It wasn't a gator.
Okay. I was like, oh, because my first thought when I see like a creek like that is like, I'm not getting in. There's critters in there.
Right. I think he did not have like the luxury.
See, I would have ran inside the house with all the other people running inside.
Well, he was looking for his mom.
He was looking for his mom.
Who was Belinda.
He was looking for his mom.
Yeah, where's my mom?
Where's my mom? I'm all alone.
Yeah.
I'm way too young to be on my own.
Yeah, it was very much that.
And then Greg pops up again. Greg, who was cheating on Tanya last season, is effing with this little
instant. I also forgot, like I had to remind myself, Greg is the one that tried to get Tanya killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now he's living in Thailand with his little mama.
Yeah.
That he hates too. So Greg's just
it's
like a
good
miserable
to see him. It's always good to see him.
His bald head. I love that thing that they said. That they said all these like losers at home or whatever they call those bald white dudes that like come to Thailand.
Yes, yes, yes. I vaguely recall.
That was really special.
But I liked it. I'm so excited to see. I love White Lotus. I'm excited to see where it goes. It's like the only TV I could watch now.
I'm so happy to have something to do with everyone. Yeah. Like it really feels like
it's nice to be back with everyone.
It feels like I joined a softball team, like a kickball team, and I'm going on Sundays. But I got White Lotus merch. So I have a robe with a hood on it and slippers from the White Lotus. And they're the brunch slippers, you know?
Yeah.
Brunch US.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, I'll send you a picture.
Maybe you'll wear them in the bonus.
Last thing I want to talk about really quick, and then we'll go to bone.
Yeah.
Not to bring this up like right before you fly out to Indiana and then directly fly out here. The plane crash.
No, let's not.
The Delta flight doing a tuck and roll.
Let's not do the somersault.
No, all I want to say about that. Okay. You know what? I'm just going to say it. And God forbid. Thank you so much for everything that you've given me. Such an ideal situation for everyone on that flight. They got in a plane crash. None of the people on that plane, including employees, will ever have to work again. And that is the reason, my theory, that planes that go down, their ideal situation is like everybody died. No one can sue them. I guess
families.
All right. Well, I would get a good TikTok out of it, a good viral TikTok out of it, and then I would be able to sue, and I'd probably never work again. I'd probably go Greg it up in Thailand, shave my head and be bald. And
if I was... I don't want to say anything in the space. I don't even want to say the P word.
No, and I won't. But they said that it was like weather, but then now they're saying that the pilot like straight up hit the ground and so hard that the wheel retracted. Mm. And I'm so happy everyone is okay.
Me too.
It was just a Hawaii pilot that I saw on Twitter that was like, hey guys, they're saying something's like off with the oil. They said that they're just going to fix it, but I'm not feeling it. So I'm out. Good luck. I don't know what they're going to do for you guys, but I'm not going to fly on this plane. So good luck. And everyone on the plane was like, what? We're going to Hawaii. And he was like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not like risking it. Sorry. Bye. And I'm like, King, you did nothing wrong. Good. Get off that plane. If you're not feeling it, anyone that has an issue with the pilot saying, I'm out.
Would you get off the plane?
I'd be on the pilot's back heading out. I'm going home with the pilot.
Yeah.
That's my family.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, well, that was fun. It was nice catching up.
That was fun catching up. I feel like I had so much to spew today, given my restraint last week and my out-of-body experience.
We can keep spewing in the bonus.
Yeah, we'll spew in the bone.
Okay, see you there.
Love you. See you guys all there. Thanks for the patience as we find a more permanent solution. And thank you, Reddit, for all of your creative writing abilities.
And thank you for your support about my tooth. Thank you.
And thank you for 100K.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
This week on Close Friends, you just told me about the duck penis.
Well, I don't know for a fact. I've just seen a duck penis. Get you a sword swallower. I'm on Hinge looking for a sword swallower. If a boy bird has a penis and a girl bird has a cloaca, then who's driving the bus? I want to just really quickly flag that we didn't talk about poop one time in that main episode.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.